U.S. Senator Herb Kohl has requested the funding in an upcoming appropriations bill. If approved, it would go to the Wisconsin Office of Justice Assistance. The OJA would use it to create grants that would fund 4 early intervention programs designed to keep middle school students from skipping classes. The latest figures from the Department of Public Instruction show 6% of middle schoolers skip school 5 or more times a semester. Tammy Jackson is an OJA spokeswoman. She says it's vital to young people's futures to intervene as early as possible.
Truancy is related to how many folks end up graduating from our high schools. There are some other correlations between other behaviors, such as teen pregnancy rates and delinquency rates. Anytime we have a student that is not putting themselves in a position where they can be successful as an adult, that's a problem.
Jackson says the grants will be awarded on a competitive basis. School districts that apply need to demonstrate need and provide a plan on how they'll use the money to reduce truancy by 10%. Dan Wiltrout supports the idea of tackling truancy. He tracks data for the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. He says figures fluctuate all the time about how prevalent the problem is in each district.
Some districts, Racine, for example, has significantly reduced their number of habitual truants over time, and pretty unusual. Milwaukee also reduced the number of their habitual truants, but their rate didn't drop because they actually had fewer students attending school.
The Milwaukee School District historically has had a high truancy rate. It's currently at 49%. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.